Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text we've just heard gives us a God that we would rather not have. It is not the God of sentimentalisms, ancient or modern. It is not the God lodged down in the warmth of your heartfelt enthusiasms. It is not the God who, like clay, can be molded into the deity de jure to conform to the latest trends, philosophical, social, or theological. Rather, the prophet proclaims that God who kills and makes alive, the God who condemns and comforts, the God who is invasive and in your face with his wrath, and yet rescues you from your well-deserved destruction by himself becoming the afflicted one, bearing your punishment, and dying your death for the sake of his love. God's wrath will not evaporate simply because it is unpopular with enlightened theologians. Isaiah is not bashful or timid in talking about the wrath of God. It is, in fact, God who afflicts. It is the Lord who has pressed this chalice of his wrath to Jerusalem's lips, making her drain out the bitter dregs so that she is intoxicated, staggering, and stumbling with none to guide her. She has rejected the prophets sent by Yahweh to call her to repentance and faith. Rejecting the word of the Lord's kindness, she is left only with her sin. And with that sin, God's wrath. Forsaking the living waters of God's grace and mercy, she is left only with the bowl of God's wrath. And like a drunk made tipsy by cheap booze, Jerusalem reels and trips, unable to walk a straight line. Like an inebriated addict, Jerusalem careens in diluted chaos set in motion by her sin. None of her sons come to rescue her from her brazen shame. They are worn out and weary by devastation and destruction, famished and slaughtered. Targets of God's wrath, Jerusalem's inhabitants, are trapped like an antelope in a hunter's net, struggling in vain to gain release, only to become more and more entangled in desperation. The prophetic word is clear. There is no escape from the affliction that God has brought on sinners. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul puts it like this: "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." God's wrath is revealed by giving sinners up to their sin. In the words of that old Burger King commercial, God says to the sinner, "Have it your way. Have it your way." To be given up to your sin is to be left utterly alone with that sin. That is hell. Embarrassingly intoxicated Jerusalem with her passed out sons is as helpless as an ensnared antelope. But that is not the final picture that we are given in our text. prophet has another word of the Lord for Jerusalem. The prophet has another word of the Lord for your hearing as well. It is a word that is addressed to the afflicted, spoken precisely to those who are drunk with the spirits distilled from their sin and suffering, and who are under the oppression of enemies too strong to defeat. God speaks another word. Thus says the Lord your God, who pleads the cause of his people, behold, I have taken from your hand the cup of staggering, the bowl of wrath. You shall drink no more. The cup of God's wrath is not for you. It has been drunk by another, the one who prayed in the agony of Gethsemane's garden that if the Father be willing, that this cup would pass from him. The Father was not willing. The Father instead willed his Son to consume that cup. And so he was delivered over to death on the cross. And now he gives you to drink of another chalice. It is the cup of blessing, the cup of the New Testament in the blood of Christ. It is this cup that contains no bitterness, no wrath, no poison, but the blood of Christ, which cleanses you from all sin. The blood that releases you from death and gives you life with God. Wrath is answered with grace, law with gospel, condemnation with consolation, death with life. And there's one thing more. God gives his Zion new sons. New sons who will speak tenderly to Jerusalem, comforting her with the good news that her warfare is ended and her iniquity pardoned. They are the watchmen who will guide her in the way of God's own peace, God's own sober peace. They are those of whom the prophet says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news and who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. And that, dear brothers, is why you are here today, plugging away at Greek. God would make of you such a son and such a servant. Not of the letter that kills, but of the Spirit who gives life. Not of wrath, but of grace. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.